Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's getting interesting, though, Randy, because, again, and we talked about this yesterday with the pitching rotation, it just kind of feels like there's still some things in flux about how the lineup is going to look when the playoffs come around.
Way that we can predict how this lineup's going to be.
And, you want to try?
Now, I know we're going to put together our own dream. Is it dream lineup or what we think lineup?
Either way. I mean, however you want to phrase it.
Or what we will want.
However you want to phrase it. I've got my ideal. I wrote the name, word ideal.
Okay.
My ideal lineup. I know we're the same 1-4, right?
Of course.
Acuna, yeah. Albies,
yes.
Freddie Franchise,
yes.
And Josh Donaldson.
Yes.
The pitcher's going to bat 9th.
Yes.
So you and I probably maybe a little different 5-8. I've got Dansby batting 8th.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I've got whoever's catching, most ideally Brian McCann batting 7th.
Yep.
Okay, so it's 5 and 6 then.
Okay.
Who do you got batting 5th?
I got Joyce.
Me too.
Yeah, okay. And I got Cakes after him.
Okay, here's my thing with 6.
Okay.
Whoever plays the best over the next couple of weeks, I'm still holding out hope that Austin Riley
maybe can find it.
Here's the thing, though. Like, how realistic is it that Nick Markakis is just going to come right back and be anything close to what he was?
I trust Cakes at the plate more than I do Austin Riley.
Okay,
right now.
I got to see it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I got to see it, but I go on a limb and go with the veteran president, the guy who's been there, done that, and the guy who they didn't even send him to rehab assignments. They didn't send him to Gwinnett, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't send him away to try and to figure out if he could, how's the wrist and everything doing. I just don't trust Austin Riley. I watched every at bat yesterday that he had. And it don't look like it got no better.
I agree.
That's my thing. It don't look like it got any better. So throw my hands up.
I guess I'm just hopeful that you're probably right. It's probably too late for Austin Riley to figure it out this year. This is probably an off-season retooling and looking at tape and all that stuff, trying to figure out what you were doing versus what you're doing now. I'm worried that Nick Markakis is just, we're assuming that Nick Markakis comes back and he's just going to be great. Like, Nick Markakis is good. He's a good player, and he definitely is a good fielder when he's healthy and he's able to be out there. And I'm not worried about that because it wasn't his legs that he hurt his wrist.
Right.
I don't know. I'm going to believe it when I see it. So that's sort of why I have them there like that. My question is, can you afford to keep them both?
Can you afford to keep
both Markakis and Austin Riley on the playoff roster?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would like to have Billy Hamilton. I like to have Billy Hamilton on the playoff roster for pinch running and for late game defensive replacements.
That is a good point.
I mean, if Ender Inciarte is healthy by the end of the year, can you afford to try to have him on the playoff roster?
Tell me this. Would you rather have Hamilton or Ender?
Probably Ender if he's healthy.
Okay. Now you're at a point where would you rather have Austin Riley or Adam Duvall?
Adam Duvall, probably.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why you keep. That's why I look.
So
at
maybe
Austin.
it's Markakis.
Maybe it's Markakis
Duvall.
That's what I'm saying. That could possibly be, you know, the outfielders for you. But that Hamilton thing, I didn't think about that.
But here's how I'm gonna maybe try to make that work.
Right.
If I'm the Braves, because you got to think about your pitching rotation. You got to think about your bullpen.
Right.
And maybe you can find an extra spot between those two to keep one of those extra fielders. And my suggestion right now is, because I don't need Julio Teheran doing what he did yesterday in the playoffs.
No, you don't.
I don't need to see a start like that in the playoffs.
No, you don't.
But I'm keeping Julio Teheran on my playoff roster, aren't I?
Like, why would you take him off?
Because if he can't start, what's he going to do?
Long relief?
Long relief, exactly. And that's where I put Julio Teheran, and I replace Anthony Swarzak, or I replace Josh Tomlin. And I know that Brian Snicker's not replacing Josh Tomlin. He loves Josh Tomlin.
He's worth his weight in gold.
Darren O'Day. One of these guys that's not one of your vital relief pitchers. Maybe I put Julio Teheran in that long relief role when the playoffs come around.
What about Chad Sabatka?
Sabatka's not on the playoff roster for me. Not a chance in the world. So
is Darren O'Day on your playoff roster?
No, okay. I'm not doing that. I mean, I haven't seen enough from him.
You got to keep damn Jerry on.
We got to keep Jerry because he's a left-handed specialist. Yeah. He did exactly what we said he was going to do last night. He came in and he got Bryce Harper out, and then he went out of the game. Threw four pitches. He was great. We'll get back into the Braves throughout the show, but we did want to throw those lineups out there. You guys can let us know what you think the ideal playoff lineup would look like as well, 1 through 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.